This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has expressed confidence that India's defense exports will reach 50,000 crore rupees by 2030. He was speaking at the Marathwada Atmanirbhar Bharat Ki Raksha Bhumi dialogue session at Chhatrapati Sambhaji Nagar in Maharashtra yesterday. Highlighting the achievements of the Modi government, Mr. Singh pointed out a remarkable 40-fold increase in defense exports during the current administration's tenure. He informed that in 2014, India's defense exports stood at around 600 crore rupees, which have surged to 24,000 crore rupees.
2014 में जो हमारी गवर्नमेंट आई थी उस समय एक्सपोर्ट जो भारत से होता था दुनिया के दूसरे देशों में वो अप्रोक्सीमेटली 600 करोड़ का होता था. आज हम वो अप्रोक्सीमेटली 24,000 करोड़ तक ले गए हैं थोड़े ही समय में. हमारा टारगेट है कि 2029-2030 तक हम इसको 50,000 करोड़ तक ले जाएं. और मैं कहना चाहता हूँ हमारा टारगेट ही नहीं है बल्कि हम इस टारगेट को अचीव करेंगे.
Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said electronic manufacturing has increased 5 times in the last 10 years. Talking to reporters at Manesar in Gurugram of Haryana, Mr. Vaishnaw said there has been a big jump in the electronics manufacturing sector because of the Make in India initiative. He said the electronics export has also increased 6 times in the last 10 years and it has crossed 3,25,000 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnaw added, electronics manufacturing today is employing around 25 lakh people.
10 वर्षों में electronics manufacturing 5 times बढ़ी है और electronics के export 6 times बढ़े. करीब 25 लाख लोग रोजगार में हैं electronics sector. Over a period of time, electronics की design capabilities में कई तरह के complex product, telecom के network equipment, AI cameras, automobile electronics से related products, medical electronics से related products, power electronics के products, signaling and security systems के products, इन सब का design, manufacture भारत में होने लगा है.
The country is all set to create history in its space journey as an international space mission carrying an Indian astronaut has been scheduled for next month. Minister of State for Space and Atomic Energy Dr. Jitendra Singh announced this after a high-level meeting held to review major future plans of Indian Space Research Organisation in the coming months. Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla of the Indian Air Force will be a part of the upcoming Axiom space mission AX-4. India reaffirmed its commitment to inclusive, equitable and sustainable agriculture at the 15th meeting of BRICS Agriculture Ministers. Speaking at the meeting held in Brazil yesterday, Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said global food security goals would remain unfulfilled unless small farmers are protected and empowered. He underscored that for India, empowering women socially, economically and politically is a mission. Mr. Chauhan also emphasized the need to place the welfare of small and marginal farmers at the center of global agriculture strategies. The United States and Italy have hailed the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor as one of the greatest economic integration and connectivity projects of the century. In a joint statement, they said the corridor will connect partners and stimulate economic development and integration from India to the Gulf, to Israel, to Italy, onward to the United States. A joint leader's statement was issued after US President Donald Trump and Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's first official meeting held in Washington. The result of the joint entrance examination JEE Main Session 2 of this year will be declared today. The National Testing Agency in a statement said the result will be available at the JEE Main website jeemain.nta.nic.in. It will announce the JEE Main 2025 result along with the cutoff. The NTA held the April session of JEE Main between April 2 and 9. In sports and IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings defeated hosts Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 5 wickets in a rain-marred 14-over match at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium last night. There'll be 2 matches today. Gujarat Titans will face Delhi Capitals in Ahmedabad beginning at 3:30 in the afternoon, while Rajasthan Royals will take on Lucknow Super Giants in Jaipur from 7:30 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.